T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
President Trump saying our officers are under vicious assault. Did you see the video? By the way, I referenced this just briefly yesterday. The guy who actually got a police officer in a headlock and people were cheering. This is the upside down universe we live in now, where lawlessness prevails. I mean, watching these people, it's crazy. Watching these people just march through the streets carrying these signs, defund police. These people have completely lost their minds. Completely lost their minds. And where does all of this come? This all comes out of the so-called Black Lives Matter movement. One of the most heartbreaking things to me yesterday evening was watching Fox News and seeing a segment where they had lined up about 8 or 9 little children who've been killed just the past few days by criminals. By criminals. Where are the Black Lives Matter marches for them? Let's be honest, they don't care. In the meantime, and I'm hearing this increasingly, a lot of people are just tired of being under suspicion and accusation. Like my friend Kim, who posted this on social media this morning. I am disgusted by the contempt you show to law enforcement. I'm appalled by your destruction of businesses and churches and cities. I'm grieved by your ignorance of history. I'm sick of being labeled a racist, an imperialist, a supremacist because I'm white. And I'm curious, why are your feelings and emotions more important than mine? Kim, I get it. I fully get it. Because I hear this all the time from people I absolutely know are not racist. And yet, they deal with this BS. And let me just say again, and I think this is important to understand, just because you feel a certain way does not make it reality. I'm honestly kind of tiring of this subject, especially when I see the true carnage that's happening on our streets and our families and neighborhoods. And I think of all the discussions I've had. You know how much I talk about fatherlessness? I had this very conversation with a friend last night. I was just asking him, who was the dominant male influence in your life? He very quickly came back and said there wasn't one. If we don't begin to get a handle on this very basic building block of human society, then we are opening ourselves up to the worst type of tyranny. We're basically setting up our lives to be run by bratty little children who are going to cry and scream until they get their freaking way. That's really what we're dealing with. Children. Look at all the people in history who have done atrocious things. They've all come from backgrounds with very, very complicated and screwed up relationships at home. This is where it all starts. But this isn't a sexy thing to talk about. We want to talk about guns, as you will hear a little bit later on. We want to talk about guns. We want to talk about defunding the police. We want to talk about systemic racism. I got news for you. The problem is closer to home. And a good part of the time, the problem begins in the mirror. It begins with our own hearts and our own perspective. If we're not willing to look at those things, I think in large part we're wasting our time. A lot of people waiting on the phone. I'm going to try to go through these quickly, so be very concise with your point. Ed in Charlotte, good morning. Ed, you got to be quick. We're going to move on to the next caller here. Let's go next to, Juan, an Indian Trail. Good morning, Juan.
Yeah, Vince, man, I tell you what, man, I really do wish that these folks would take a look in the mirror and assess their families, assess where they're from and who they are, and kill the racists. I wish they really would do that. That's a fabulous idea.
And what was the last thing you said? Do what? Kill the what?
Kill the racism.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, if they would take a look in the mirror, because, you know, the thing about it is, man, America has not yet lived up to those beautiful words, man. America could be great, Vince. She really could be great. But she has just not lived up to those beautiful words and those beautiful documents. And if we just start to tell the truth, man, the truth shall set you free. And it'll set this country free. But we want to continue to perpetrate the narrative that America is all of this and all of that.
So let me stop a minute, Juan, because I think I know where you're going with this. I'm not getting mad. I'm just trying to ask a question, Juan, okay, if that's your real name. I want to ask you, so if there's some change, that just identify one thing you'd like to see change. What is it?
Wow, man. First and foremost, I would like to see America have a one true brotherhood. I would like to see white folks see black folks as real Americans.
And a lot of people do that, Juan. I think most people do that. So do you not believe that?
You don't know. Well, if that was the cause, Vince, if that was the case, we wouldn't be in the situation we are now.
What situation are we in, Juan? I'm curious.
What situation we're in? Don't you have friends telling you that they're tired of being looked at as being racist? Didn't you just make that statement?
Yes.
Are you asking me what kind of position we're in?
Okay.
The country's on fire, Ben. You don't see that?
Do you think it's on fire, or do you think that there
is
a narrative that is promoting...
It's because of the lies, man.
What is the lie? Tell me what the lie is. Tell me what the lie is, Juan.
The lie is that those beautiful words and those beautiful documents was for every American, and it was not.
Okay, Juan,
Juan. We can fix that.
Juan.
We can fix that.
Hello? Hello, Juan?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. Go ahead.
All I'm saying, and this is what I'm asking you, are you committed to that, and do you believe that for you? Are you accessing the truth of those documents for yourself? That's my question for you.
Am I accessing the truth of those documents
for yourself? Are you claiming those rights and walking in that?
I don't understand that question.
What don't you understand, Juan?
I live in this country, Vince.
And
I cry tears of pain.
Okay, Juan, stop. Stop just a moment. I want to ask you, how is there something specific that you feel like is unfulfilled in your life because of race?
Okay, individually, there's not.
Okay, what are you... We're going to have to hold you to the next block here. If you're willing to do so, Juan, I'm willing to have this conversation. Because this is what I want to get at. Because I'm... This is so wearing. I'm just being honest with you. But we'll continue the conversation. And I will get into these issues of violence, even as we have discussions about defunding the police. That much more as we continue. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The violence breaking out and the response to it in light of all the calls to defund the police. I want to go back to this conversation with Juan, and here's where I want to go with this, Juan. Have you, because I asked you the question earlier, has race kept you from the goals and objectives in your life? And you pretty much described that things have gone well for you. So it sounds like what you are concerned about is what's going on, what you perceive to be going on with other people. Is that correct?
With my community, absolutely.
By
let
now,
me say this, man.
Go ahead.
Let me say this. If the slogan Black Lives Matter gives you some kind of feeling, negatively, some kind of feeling, but Make America Great Again does not, something's not right about that.
Because so why do you have to put one against the other? That's my question.
No,
why?
It's not one against another. It's parallel. What I'm saying is that if "Make America Great Again" that slogan does not bother you, I can't understand why Black Lives Matter slogan bothers you.
Because the second one is connected with an organization that I believe is royally screwed up.
Okay, what about the first one, though? What does that actually mean?
What does it mean? That's a good question. Why don't you ask the politicians who promotes that idea? Here's the point I'm making. I'm not here to defend anything or anybody. But what I am saying to you is, here's part of my question. Why is it so important to trash America and to speak so disparagingly of America, Juan? Why is that? It's been America. Would you agree America's been good to you, Juan?
Of course it has. I'm breathing in America.
Okay,
in America.
Good.
I have a family in America.
Awesome.
What does that mean?
That's what I'm asking you. If you can say all of those things, then why is it that you are more affected by a community perspective than you are by your own experience?
Because we are all community, Juan.
Well, here's...
We are all community.
Okay.
If I'm doing well, I want to see my neighbors do well.
I agree, but here's my question. Is it possible that much of what you're listening to and the perspectives that you're hearing are not accurate?
You know what, Juan? I don't know. I'm getting my information exactly where you're getting your information from.
Are you?
So,
are you sure about that?
Absolutely. So therefore, you're interpreting it one way, and someone else will interpret it a different way.
Okay.
But what I'm looking at is reality, man. All I want America to be, and this is going to make America great again, when she's honest, when she's truthworthy.
Are you honest?
That's all we need.
Are you honest?
Absolutely.
Okay. See,
right
and
now.
Here's what I'm saying
I love
to
America,
you.
Vince. Don't get it
okay.
Wrong.
Great.
I love America.
Good.
The only country that I know about. But
okay.
This is the only country that I'm concerned about enough to say, listen, we have to be truthful. Our kids are raised in this.
Okay, stop. Stop a moment, Juan. Juan, I've given you a whole lot of time here. So one of my questions, I want to end with this, and I want your answer to be concise. What needs to change to make you feel better about America?
It needs to be a brotherhood, a genuine brotherhood.
Okay, now what are you doing to cultivate that brotherhood, Juan?
It has to be. I keep going.
Hello,
back to
this, Juan.
It has to be truth.
Juan, hello.
What are you doing to cultivate that, sir?
What am I doing to cultivate that?
Yes.
I'm being honest with my neighbor. Of course, you know I'm a black man. And I have an array of neighbors. I have Mexican neighbors. I have white neighbors. I have African neighbors. I have all kinds of neighbors. And so
good.
What I do is I reach out to my neighbors.
Excellent.
And we discuss this.
And Juan, please keep doing that. We've had a good conversation here. Let's talk again. I want to quickly get to this. If you're on hold, please hang on. Be patient. We'll try to get to your call. But I want to get to the tragic story, because I have a feeling this is going to be coming to communities near you based on what is happening right now and the ongoing assault against police officers. And in some cases, it's a literal assault on police officers. And I'm talking about the deaths, the tragic deaths of children, including a one-year-old. This happened at a party over the weekend. So there was a discussion yesterday evening with Peter King on one of the Fox evening shows. And one of the points that was made, Fox did a great job just showing all of these black children who've lost their lives the past few days. And she was talking about all of the hysteria the media has participated in when we've seen school shootings. But all of a sudden, there's no outrage over these children. And when you hear where this story was about the one-year-old killed, where this was in the rundown for a local TV station, it's going to blow your mind a little bit later on. But Peter King spoke to this hypocrisy. Here are his first comments. Listen up.
I think there's so much hypocrisy here, Martha, whether it's the Black Lives Matter movement, whether it's progressive politicians like Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo and Congresswoman Octavio Cortez. The fact is that they are more interested, I think, in pushing a political agenda. I mean, listen, everyone agreed, totally agreed, that the murder of George Floyd was horrendous. So since then, we've had riots and demonstrations. We had demonstrations in New York against the NYPD, which should not have one questionable shooting last year at all. 36,000 cops, 35 shots were fired the whole year. Only 35 cops even fired their weapons last year. There were 5 African Americans killed, and 4 of those 5 had guns or knives. There were far more whites shot than blacks in New York. So all these demonstrations out in the streets denouncing the cops, cursing at the cops, throwing bricks at them, Molotov cocktails, that, again, was allowed to happen and encouraged. And that encourages the violence. As a result, the cops are necessarily pulling back. There's restrictions put on them as to what they can do. They can't even get somebody in a headlock. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, the thousands of lives that have been saved in the minority communities are now being lost. I mean, of the, I guess, maybe 350 shootings since Memorial Day in New York and over 75 murders, 98% of the shootings were committed against minorities, and 100% of the murder victims were African American, and they were done in their own communities. And that's what the cops have been able to prevent over the last 25 years. But because of these progressive policies and painting Black Lives Matter, which is a radical, as far as I'm concerned, semi-terrorist organization, they're focusing on that and ignoring the fact that innocent black kids, last night, a one-year-old kid was shot down in the streets of Brooklyn at a family outing.
This is sad. It really is. Where's Black Lives Matter? Where is the leadership of this organization? And we've said this repeatedly. They don't care. Because this is about a narrative. The narrative is white people are to blame for dead black people. And those are the only black lives that really matter. If we're honest about this. And so then we go to the other issue that the socialists love to promote. This is all about guns. Don't believe me? Listen to Mayor Bill de Blasio and what he says about the tragic shooting over the weekend.
It's heartbreaking for so many reasons. And it begins with the fact that there are just so many guns out there, and that is a New York tragedy and a national tragedy.
So many guns out there. And again, you'll hear Peter King address this point when we come back, because this is part of what was happening before. Police were getting these guns off the street. But now you cut back on the agency that was actually accomplishing this. And who are the victims? Black people. Come on. Let's not be suckered by these jackasses. Because what they're doing is exploiting things for their own political purposes. They do not care about black lives, especially these politicians. Do not believe them. Do not trust them.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Lamenting the deaths of young children, especially a one-year-old. I want you to listen closely because toward the end of this audio, you will hear how the news media treated the story of a one-year-old dying in a shooting. You will be blown away. Perhaps you will not. When you hear what that local news station started with, remember, I'll just give you this hint. How many times have I told you that too many people in this country are more preoccupied with how things look and they're more preoccupied with symbolism than they are with substance? So we heard Bill de Blasio blaming guns, the very guns that police had been getting off the street before the police were already pulled back. Because certain units were disbanded. And now, who's paying the price? Black people. And I know this is going to be offensive to some people. These are the same black people who are going to vote for these same jackasses again, who have betrayed them again and again and again and again. They're going to vote for them again. And then they're going to complain about how nothing changes on the street. Well, duh. What else do you expect? Because these people do not care about your life. All they want is your vote. And they will keep making the same promises and co-opting the same complaints over again and pretending that they are woke white people. Here's Peter King again talking about guns.
There's guns on the street now because the cops have been pulled back. The cops took more guns off the street over the last several years than can be imagined. But now that unit, which was going after guns, has been disbanded because it was considered too offensive. So, yeah, there are guns on the street, and they're being used by the bad guys. And I wish Mayor de Blasio realized that when he went after the cops. Every person in New York should thank the NYPD for the job they've done, especially the African-Americans and minorities living in those communities, because they're the ones whose lives have been saved. We went from 2,000 murders a year. The overwhelming majority were black and Hispanic. Now that was down under 300 last year. Now it's going back up again. So, again, these people who, they have blood on their hands, these politicians and media people. Friends, in New York today, and the media stories and the local news, the shooting of that boy was like fourth or fifth down. Yeah. The main story was that somebody threw red paint on the Black Lives Matter sign in the middle of the street. That shows how our priorities are out of whack, and we got to turn this around or the country is going to be lost.
You know how important it is when you've got red paint on the Black Lives Matter painting on the street. You know, and I remember this. Remember a few days ago they made such a big deal because they did this Black Lives Matter thing right outside Trump Tower? Why don't you just do what you want to do and put a big middle finger in front of the Trump Tower? Because that's what this is about. This is about contempt for Donald Trump. It's trying to flip this guy off. That's what this is about. And this is more important, the fact that some paint desecrated this precious paint. It just blows my mind. It really does. And I've been in newsrooms, so I know what kind of nonsense goes on. But again, we're more concerned about the narrative than we are reality. Here's another example. We told you yesterday about how the Redskins will no longer be the Redskins. Well, within the community that is supposed to be most affected, what do you think the thought process is? Get a load of this story. Changing Washington's NFL team logo is bittersweet for the family of the man who originally designed it. The Redskins announced they're going to retire the Redskins' nickname and logo. We don't know the new name yet. The logo has been an Indian chief since 1971. Designed, did you know this? Designed by Native American Walter Blackie Wetzel to depict a member of the Blackfeet tribe. Wetzel actually grew up on the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana and was eventually elected president of the National Congress of American Indians in Washington, D.C. He was instrumental in the Redskins franchise logo change from an R to the current depiction of a Native American. According to Wetzel's son Lance, the logo is not offensive, but it evokes a sense of pride. Have you heard this in the news? Of course not. Because the narrative is, this is a racist logo. Lance Wetzel said, everyone was pretty upset about the change. Everyone understood the name change. We were all on board with that. Once they weren't going to use the logo, it was hard. It takes away from the Native Americans. When I see that logo, I take pride in it. You look at the depiction of the Redskins logo, and it's of a true Native American. I always felt it was representing my people. That's not gone. Did anybody bother to ask this family member? Did they even care? Was this part of the deliberations? Probably not. But again, we're going to listen to some stupid narrative by some stupid advocate who most of the time is disconnected from the people most affected. Narratives are going to kill us in this country. They really are. The triumph of symbolism over substance. My goodness. A number of you, very patiently waiting on the line, let's go out to a call from Stephen out of Ballantyne this morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Vince. As I've been listening to you here, I've been trying to find a way to just be as concise as I can to summarize all of this. And I've come to the conclusion that the only way to summarize the state of our country today is just to simply say it's a failure of the church. The nonsense that's coming from the left will not resonate with you if you have your nose buried in Holy Scripture. And if it does resonate with you, then that means that you are far away from the Almighty God. And when I see people on TV yelling for justice, I know that they're not a believer, because Scripture tells us that we should not be asking for justice, because we might just get it, because we're all sinners.
Oh my goodness, boy, does that preach, Stephen. Hey, we're up against a hard break. If you're holding on the line, hang on. We'll still try to get to you before the top of the hour. Stay with us. Final stretch of the broadcast on this Tuesday. Let's see if we can get in a call or two here, beginning in Mooresville with Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
My statement was, in 1957, Nikita Khrushchev told the world that in the United States, we will bury you from within. We will take over everything we need to destroy your nation. And it is now, through communism and socialism, happening. Thank you.
You're absolutely right. You're straight to the point there. Very concise, Joe. And they are succeeding with their plan, aren't they? Right from the inside. They don't have to do very much now. Just give, you know, they gave it a little push years ago. And, hey, we've got lots of people who are just running with this right inside this place we call America. Ed, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Vince. I guess we're off the air, right?
No, we aren't. We're still on. You got about 30 seconds or so. So take it away.
I wanted to talk about education, but after listening for the last couple of hours, it's clear that we're talking about something else, topic of the day. Very quickly, I think the answer is respect for life. Respect for life. It has the killings go hand in hand with abortion. So it's just somehow or other we've lost the essential respect for life.
It's very basic, isn't it, Ed?
It's the fundamental building block for human relationships.
Yeah, and what we've done is we've lost this at the foundational level, because I think you would agree, Ed, the civilization, this part of our civilization begins in the home, which tells us a lot about what is happening, really not happening, in homes across the country. Ed, great to hear from you. Do call again sometime. Let's very quickly go to a day in history. If you're still on the line, hang on. We will try to get to your call. Let's go to our good friend Lonzo, who will try to answer a few questions for us. Good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Ready for a speed round. Let's do
a speed round. Wow, that's pretty impressive. And we might do that with six questions here. We will see. 1789 is the first year we're looking at. Revolutionaries in this country stormed the Bastille. What country are we talking about?
France.
The Bastille. You are correct. French revolutionaries. 1853, this event that's supposed to bring people together from everywhere to show off all kinds of inventions, discoveries. They did the very first one in New York City in 1853. What was the event?
World's Fair?
World's Fair is correct. 1946. A lot of people swore by this guy and his alleged expertise in child rearing. His book was Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care. Who was it? Who was this alleged expert?
Dr. Spock?
Dr. Spock is correct. 1951, the very first national park honoring an African-American opened in Joplin, Missouri. Who did they honor with a monument? I can give you a hint if you need one.
Yeah, because it's Missouri. So
his first two names are the name of a president. Who is this person? I can give you another hint and say his first two names are the first two names of our first president.
Oh, George Washington Carver.
There you go. 1968, speaking of famous black Americans, this person hit home run number 500 in 1968. Who was it?
Gosh, man. See,
I know you hate baseball questions. I know you hate them.
No, but I know this.
You do.
Hank Aaron.
You're right. It was Hank Aaron. Last but not least, this is a phrase you hear all the time. In fact, you heard it on this program earlier by a caller. And Ronald Reagan used this at a GOP convention in 1980 for his first campaign for president. What was the phrase?
Where's the beef?
No, you're funny. What is the phrase that was, let's just say, co-opted by our current president? He wants to make America great again.
Oh, okay.
That's a Ronald Reagan line. A lot of people didn't know that. So there you go. But hey, 5 out of 6, I'd say that's pretty impressive. Let's try to get a few calls in before we go, beginning in Shelby with George. Good morning, George.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a real good speaker, and I'm an older man, so kind of bear with me here. I wanted to put a different perspective on this word racism, because I'm convinced from what I'm hearing and seeing, a lot of people just don't understand the true definition of the word. For example, if you have to put a color, in this case black, in front of the words, excuse me, lives matter, to me that seems a bit racist. If you want to call black entertainment TV, that's racist. Or a gram blackish. Even Black History Month, by today's definition, all of that would be racist. And I submit that racism is a two-way street. I believe there are just as many prejudiced and racist blacks as there are whites, and it's sad, but it's true. But when you look at what's going on between the two right now, how can you not have outrage and protest and demonstrations when blacks are riding through black neighborhoods in the middle of the night killing innocent people? Where is that outrage for that? When you have 90% of the violent crime, according to the Charlotte Observer, the last time I read, 90% of the violent crime being committed by 10% of the population.
Yep, that unfortunately is happening. We're out of time, George. I appreciate what you've shared. Our conversation will continue. Be safe out there, folks, and God bless you. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.